Economics, 1 year on. Rice pledging scheme grilled. But government stands firm despite criticism. Rice, long the crown jewel of Thai exports, is fast slipping in world rankings, where it led for three decades, and few blame it on floods or climate change. All fingers seem to be pointing to the rice pledging program, which offers farmers up to 15,000 baht a ton for white rice paddy and 20,000 baht for hamali, well above world market prices. Critics of the program point to the huge budget used by the program, only to distort market mechanisms and put the country's rice exports in peril. But the government declared the program a success in improving the livelihoods of farmers and shoring up the grain's prices. It goes without saying that throughout the years that Thailand had led world rice exports, few of the benefits had trickled down to farmers. Pua Thai Party brought back the populist pledging scheme after it had been replaced by the income guarantee program during the Abhisit Vejjajiva government. But this time, the bet is a lot larger than its predecessors ever placed. The pledging prices are far higher than the market prices, and no limit is set on the amount of grain the program accepts. In other words, every single grain grown on Thai soil can be pledged with the government. Commerce Minister Bunsong Teriapirom believes that if it weren't for the program, the average domestic market price of paddy would never have reached 11,000 baht a ton this month, up 2,000 baht from a year earlier, helping pull millions of farmers out of poverty. The average export price of Thai rice from January to August this year also rose to US$678 a ton from last year's $500 range. But the big question mark now is how far it can go in this manner. With limited resources, how can the government keep intervening in farm prices at a time when commodity prices are hard hit by the anemic global economy that has yet to show any sign of recovering? Critics also argue that once farmers are quote-unquote spoiled, the only way pledging prices can go is up if a government wishes to maintain its popularity. They also point out, by accepting every grain regardless of quality, the government has created a moral hazard where farmers see no need to improve product quality and productivity, the key element to boosting competitiveness. The government implemented the pledging scheme for the main crop paddy of 2011-2012 on October 7th last year, taking in 6.97 million tons of unmilled rice in its stock. The program for the second crop seamlessly took over from March 1st to September 15th this year. As of August 15th, the scheme accepted 10.26 million tons of paddy. Altogether, the government is now sitting on a total of 11.37 million tons of rice it cannot, or is unwilling to, sell, because world prices are not high enough. Lacking the facilities or silos to keep a stock of this magnitude, the grain is kept by millers participating in the program on behalf of the government, which in turn pays them for the service. For the upcoming harvest season of the 2012-2013 main crop, the government has already prepared to continue the pledging scheme starting from October, with a plan to spend at least 260 billion baht, the same budget it used for the 2011-2012 crop year. However, it is possible that the required budget will be higher, as production next year may be as high as 31 million tons. The scheme is also tainted by loopholes with corruption and malpractice. Some participating millers, who are supposed to keep the rice until the government decides what to do with it, have reportedly sold the rice on the market or replaced the stock with grain of poorer quality. There is also the question of paddy smuggled in from neighboring countries to take advantage of the higher pledging prices here. With almost 100% of rice going to the government stockpile at prices much higher than global prices, Thai rice exporters barely have anything to sell. Their businesses have plummeted, having shipped only 3.45 million tons of rice in the first half of this year, down 45% year on year. Export value also dropped by 35% to $2.3 billion. Even so, the Commerce Ministry is convinced of its ability to export 9 million tons of rice this year. Academics are complaining that the price intervention program has been implemented without consideration for the consequences. They estimate that the government may face up to 100 billion baht in losses. They also reckon the stock will sooner or later have to be sold at a loss because the cost is roughly around $750 a ton for white rice, while the world price of Thai 5% white rice stood at $585 a ton on July 25th this year, up slightly from $527 year on year. But from its perspective, the government believes the loss would be only 20 billion baht, lower than the 50 billion baht deficit incurred by the income guarantee program of its predecessor. It also stresses the program has helped improve the quality of life of 2 million households. Commerce Permanent Secretary Yan Yong Pungrat defended the scheme, saying it benefited farmers and shored up the prices of Thai rice both at home and abroad. If you want to see how much such increases are, you have to multiply the export volume with the price gain from last year. This is different from the income guarantee scheme that did nothing to push up the global prices of Thai rice, he said. In recent weeks, luck seems to be on the government's side. Global rice prices are back on the upward trend due to the drought in the US and India, but the government is unlikely to unload its stock, waiting for the prices to go higher. Nippon Puaponsakorn, president of the Thailand Development Research Institute, suggested the government release the stock gradually and transparently and stop selling it when domestic paddy prices drop. He urged the government to let the private sector do the trading. More importantly, he warned of the danger stemming from market timing and price speculation, because even though the prices may increase, expenses and losses incurred by deteriorated quality may fail to offset the gain. He suggested the government focus instead on improving the rice quality in the long term, as the country cannot count on quantity when the prices are not competitive. Besides paddy, the government has also intervened in the prices of other farm crops, such as tapioca, shrimp, rubber, pineapple, maize, red shallot, and some fruits.